good morning. Welcome to, back to the book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you once again the Word of God from God's precious Word. A real joy to come to your place of listening this morning, wherever you're listening from, home, automobile, wherever you may be. This morning, we thank you so much for taking time to listen. Hope we can be a help to you this morning from the Word of God. And I hope you're getting ready to go to church now. We invite you to come to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. And we'd love to have you come. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. Sunday school begins at 10, worship 10:45, and then 5 o'clock on evening service on Sunday, 7 on Wednesday night, prayer meeting. And we invite you to come be with us throughout the week and lead you to enjoy something from the Word of God. Get some help. If you are saved, you need some help. If you're not saved, you need salvation. And come and hear the gospel of the good grace of God that reached down to the muck and the miry pit and the clay we was in and picked us up and put our feet on solid rock. I thank God for that. And I pray that you'll come this morning. If you're not a Christian, you find your way to the house of God and hear the gospel. It may not be pleasant to you, but I tell you, to be rewarding for you if you listen to what it's got to say and look at Jesus that forgives and cleanses from all sins and puts us in the family of God and sends the Holy Spirit to take his abode up in our hearts and lives the moment we're saved and leads us daily. Thank God for that. Now, you pray that God might use the broadcast today, you that know the worth of prayer, that God would use it for his glory and for his honor this morning. Don't forget, meet us in church today. Be in the house of God this morning. If you're a church member, you ought to be where God's placed you at. Good Bible preaching, Bible believing church, King James Bible preaching. You be there in that place. It's a good place to be. And so it's a joy to be here this morning. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray for you that have needs. You're, of course, not some of you not able to go to be in the house of God. I want to remember you in prayer this morning that God will give you strength and grace for the day and be a comfort and a help to you through the Word of God. And then, of course, if you're shut in, we appreciate you listening this morning. And then remember those that are sick, those that need our prayers today, that God would touch each one of those this morning. Good to be saved today. Good to know the Lord Jesus and a free pardon of sin. Good to know that he still forgives and forgets our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Thank God for that. Daily cleansing through the Word of God. And you find your place now in the house of God this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. We want to thank you for this day, the privilege, Lord, to approach your throne of grace with boldness through the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for his mercy, his love, his compassion, his ministry, his time here on earth. And we want to thank you for that, sending him to live down here a while with us and then going back. And then you're going to send him back to get us out of here. And we're going home with him. I want to thank you for that hope, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for that. Touch every need in Radio Land this morning. Every heart needs help today. And that one sinner that's nearest hell this morning, you know who's about to step off in eternity. And I pray that somehow you put some of the grace of God, somebody in their pathway to tell them about Jesus and let them be saved before it's everlasting too late. Touch every sick and suffering, and just be real to your people this morning. Bless where the men of God standing to preach the Word of God. I pray your blessings upon them today, and the saints of God, the church of the living God. You'd encourage the believers, have your will and way through the day. We'll honor you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a real blessing to you today and be an encouragement to your heart this morning. You listen as they sing.
God is so good. Yeah.
He's God. He's Lord this morning. Thank God for that. I hope that was a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you this morning. And so you enjoy the song. I appreciate them this morning. All right. The book of Matthew chapter 3, we want to turn there this morning and bring to you the message we feel the Lord would have us to preach to your heart today. Matthew chapter 3. And take heed to what it's got to say this morning. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. And then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and I want to just preach this morning for a few minutes upon the thought there of John the Baptist, his preaching and his person. This was a great man of God. Let me just read a little bit further this morning. "And they were baptized of him to Jordan and confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water and repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." John the Baptist. I want to use that subject this morning for a little while. Simply John the Baptist. He's a great man of God. We've been studying this in Sunday school, and I felt led to bring it on the radio today, a portion of it. But John the Baptist, a great man of God, called of God. We know the story of how he was born. Zacharias and Elizabeth, how that he was born there of aging parents, but was sent to bear witness of the Son of God and go before him and declare that Jesus is Lord. And he did that very thing. "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world," is what John said there on the banks of the Jordan River when he pointed at the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to look first of all at the preaching of John the Baptist. Now, he's a great preacher, a great man of God. We measure men today by different things than God measures by. We measure men by their success. We measure men by their crowds. We measure men by their personality. We measure men like that. Now, all different ways we put our measure upon men. But God measured John scripturally. John was a man that could preach a word of God. He was a man that his audience dwindled as he went through his ministry before that he died. They were leaving him and going to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he was a great man of God. He was sent to do a job, and he did that job well. He was sent before Jesus to declare him as Lord and as Savior and as a Lamb that would take the sin of the world away. And that's what John did. He run his race. And brother, he finished his course, and he paid his debt to God and declared unto the world what Jesus was coming to do. So John had preaching. The Bible said in those verses, his preaching was scriptural. In verses 2, the Bible said, "In his saying, his preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He was preaching repentance. Well, where did he get that message? He got it from the Lord, from God, from Jesus. Jesus had already preached the same message, repent or perish. Repentance is to be declared by the word of God for sinners to repent. And that's what John was saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." His preaching, brother, John preached repentance. He preached that men ought to repent. And he was concerned about what so much that they said, but he's concerned about what the effects of salvation did to them, their works, and how they lived day by day. When they come to John to be baptized of him, he said, "You show me first your life, and then I'll baptize you. Works meet for repentance. And so he declared that you should preach repentance. Jesus preached the same thing, repent or perish. That's what Jesus preached. And so John was simply preaching the same message that Jesus had been preaching already, and what God sent him to say. Jesus made a statement about himself and said, I've declared every word unto you that God told me to say. I'm saying to you what God said unto me to say. And so what was John doing? Repeating the same thing. Repentance. Men ought to repent. How many times you hear repentance today in the pulpits of our churches? And there's still some God sent men that are preaching repentance today. They're still declaring the whole counsel of God, and they're declaring that men ought to repent. And Jesus said, repent or perish. And so repentance needs to be preached today. Turning from sin, brother, in our life, and turning to Jesus Christ, and getting away from that sin. Repentance, brothers, not just being sorry because you've been caught, but being sorry because you've sinned against God, and you've offended God by what you're doing. And so Jesus preached repentance, and John the Baptist came preaching repentance also. He'd been listening to Jesus preach. He'd been listening to the Lamb of God that preached. I tell you, when he saw him the first time there, in his ministry, he saw him the first time when Jesus was walking on the banks of Jordan River, and he identified him, brother. He began to listen to the preaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. Began to listen to him. Jesus had grown up among the children there, and brother, no doubt John the Baptist was somewhere around also, knew him as a child, and the Bible didn't say about all that, but no doubt he did, because he was kin in the flesh. But brother, when Jesus declared there, and John declared him as the Lamb of God, he began to preach the Word of God. John began to listen to him. Amen. Brother, he loved to hear the Lamb of God preach, and he preached repentance. So what John was doing was preaching scripturally, and when you preach scripturally, you will include repentance in your preaching. Amen. Repent or perish. Get right with God or go to hell. That's what Jesus was preaching, and that's what John was preaching also. And so listen, we ought to declare that. And so his preaching was, he saw the sin. Amen. He saw the sin, and he declared what was wrong in the sight of God. It cost him his head. He got his head cut off by Herod because he saw the sin that Herod was in. He got Philip, his brother's wife, and took her. And John said, it's not right for you to have your brother Philip's wife. And brother, it cost him his head. Amen. He was scriptural in his preaching. When he saw the sin, he declared the sin. Amen. He declared that. He sounded the alarm. Well, what did he sound out? He sounded the alarm. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make your path straight. Amen. He sought the right pathway. The old path, where is the good way? Walk therein, and you shall find rest to your soul. And so he began to say, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he cried out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Get right with God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path, show the pathway that God can make you walk in. Brother, when God saves you, when God changes you, you'll walk differently. You'll sound different. You'll go to different places, and you'll live differently than you used to live. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, there'll be a change made in your life. So John preached scripturally. When he saw the sin, he preached about the sin. and he sent them the alarm and declared to them the way they ought to walk. His preaching was successful. Amen. His preaching was successful. And so when they came, they were baptized of John and Jordan, confessing their sins. I tell you, he was successful in his ministry. Folks got right with God. Folks got born into the family of God. And brother, when they heard and saw the Lord Jesus Christ, they left John and went to where Jesus was. And John rejoiced because John had the attitude of he must increase and I must decrease. And so John lost his congregation to Jesus Christ. And that was a joy of his heart, knowing that they were seeking out the Lord. Amen. If there's anybody could preach better than John, it was Jesus of Nazareth, the Lamb of God. If anybody could do it, Jesus could. And so they ran to where John was. He was successful. And that, brother, the crowds came to where John was at and were baptized of him in the Jordan River, confessing their sin. They got right with God, got their life straight. They were looking for something better than they had. They wanted a change in their life, and they got saved by the grace of God. Amen. Listen, John's preaching was scriptural. John's preaching was successful. And then, of course, his person, not only his preaching, but his person. Verses 7 through 12 tells us many things about his person. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come." He was observant when he saw them. Oh, listen, my friend, when he saw many of the Pharisees, he was observant of those that came to hear him preach. He saw them coming. He knew them. He was observant of their lifestyle and what they did in their lives. And so he was observant when he saw them. And he was vocal. He said unto them, he very vocal in what he saw. He said unto them, he didn't sidestep around to them. He told them what he had to say. He said unto them, "Oh, generation of vipers." He was specific. He very specific in them. He identified them as a bunch of snakes. He said, "You're a generation of vipers. You didn't come out here and get right with God. You come out here and to criticize and just to see what I've got to say." A bunch of snakes that was there listening to him. He saw them. He was a vocal, and he identified them, and he warned them, "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Well, if you flee, where do you run to? You run to Jesus, amen? And that's what John's ministry was. He said, "I warned you to flee from the wrath to come." So they needed to run to Jesus, amen? They needed to run to the Lamb of God. Go to God how to get forgiveness. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's not how good you are, and it's not how many churches you put the offering in. It's not what kind of name that you've got, but if you've been born into the family of the living God. And so he was very specific. Listen, he identified them and he warned them. We need some warning today in folks' lives. Folks don't like to be warned that they're doing wrong. They don't like to be warned that they're not living right. They don't like to be warned that their sins are very evident and identify them as sinners. They don't like that today. We want to be good and be identified as a good neighbor, a good person, a good mother, a dad. That's not what the Bible looks at. Are you right with God? Have you had the blood applied to your heart and soul? Has your life been changed? Have you been saved by the grace of God? He identified them. He warned them. And he's very specific. Listen, in verses 9, the Bible said, there he said, "And think not to say within yourselves." What John was saying, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it that you got Abraham to your father. And you hadn't inherited one thing that would make you right with God. Your position to Abraham does not make you a child of God. God. You've got to get right with Him. Amen. He said, listen, He said, we ain't done. He said, I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. God, listen, God can raise up somebody else beside you to be a child of God. And so, listen, He was very specific. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that you've got Abraham to your father. You didn't inherit what you have today. You don't become a child of God because your parents were saved, because your grandparents were saved, even because you was raised in a Christian home. You've got to be born again yourself. Every person has got to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You've got to be saved by God's grace. So He warned them. And he said, listen, He said, we're getting the axe out. The axe needs to be got out. Notice what He said there in that verse. He said, whose fan and in his hand. And he said, also, now verses 10, now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Get to the root of the problem. Get the axe out and get to the root of the problem, the root of the tree. Brother, what's on the inside is what's got to be changed. The heart is desperately wicked, and you've got to be born again, saved by the grace of God. John got the axe out and got down to the root. He didn't just cut the limbs off, brother. He got down to the root of the tree, where the source of the problem is, and the heart has got to be changed through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to get saved. And by the grace of God, get out the axe. Amen. Hey, in other words, what He said, we're going to deal with the root of the problem. We're going to deal with what the effects of the problem is, but the root of it. Get and cut it off at the base and get down to the root of the problem. That's what John was doing. He got down to the root and said, we're getting the axe out. Folks don't like it when the preacher gets the axe out and gets down to the root of the problem. Amen. But that's what's got to be done. That's what John did. He dealt with the root of the problem, the things that was wrong and the things that needed to be dealt with in the lives of those that were saved by the grace of God. All right. Well, I see your time is going and real soon now today, and I trust the program was a blessing to you this morning. I want you to notice now from the Word of God what John said unto them. May God bless you is our prayer until then.